Thanks for joining us today. My name is Jay McGowan. I'm the Director of Financial Planning here at Five Plan Partners. And today I wanted to talk about some of the changes that the IRS has made going into 2020. And this is a good time at year end to kind of review your benefits, your 401ks, how much you're deferring into plans and some of those other topics. And so today I just wanted to go over some of the changes that they are making from 2019 going into 2020. The first change is the maximum amount that you can contribute to a 401k or a 403b. In 2019, it was $19,000. That is actually moving up $500 to $19,500 in 2020. For the catch-up provision, so additional contributions you can make to those plans if you're over the age of 50, that's also going up $500 from $6,000 to $6,500 in 2020. If your company participates in a simple IRA, those contribution limits are also going up from $13,000 a year in 2019 to $13,500. The simple IRAs, the catch-up provision for contributions if you're over 50 is actually staying flat at $3,000 a year. The total amount that can be contributed into a defined contribution plan on your behalf is going up $1,000 from $56,000 to $57,000 in 2020. One additional topic I want to discuss is the income phase out limitations for Roth IRAs and deductible traditional IRA contributions. In 2019, for single taxpayers, Roth IRA contributions were phased out if you made between $122,000 and $137,000 in adjusted gross income. In 2020, that number is going up between $124,000 and $139,000. For married filing joint taxpayers, last year, the Roth contributions phased out between $193,000 and $203,000 in adjusted gross income. And in 2020, it goes up $1,000, so it phases out between $196,000 and $206,000 in adjusted gross income. For deductible IRA contributions, in 2019, single taxpayers phased out between $64,000 and $74,000 in AGI. In 2020, that number will go up $1,000 to phase out between $65,000 and $75,000 in adjusted gross income. And then for married filing joint taxpayers, they're also receiving a bump in those income limits between $103,000 and $123,000 in 2019 to $104,000 to $124,000 in 2020. So that's the income limit to be able to deduct an IRA contribution. So see, these are some of the changes that they're making from 2019 into 2020. As always, there's a lot of different rules and things that could affect your financial plan. If you have questions about these topics or any other topic and how it relates to your specific financial plan, please do not hesitate to reach out and let us know and give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to answer all your questions. Thanks and have a great day.